shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And welcome back to our show for hour two. And of course, we have our news and information hour coming up in our third hour. And if you join us online at philhendryshow.com, you've got not only thousands and thousands and thousands, yes, I said thousands, thousands of hours of archived radio, great radio, trend-setting, awe-inspiring, jaw-dropping, head-splitting, atom-splitting radio.
Atom-splitting?
That's right, I said atom-splitting.
You mean like an A-bomb?
Yeah, like an A-bomb. There, go ahead and think about that. Don't play it back to me, okay? Just think about it, all right? I don't need for you guys going, atom-splitting. Just listen to it, okay?
You're talking about an A-bomb.
Yeah, that's what I said. An A-bomb. Like that exploding microwave, okay? Just leave me alone for 5 seconds. Do you mind?
No, go ahead. I was wondering.
Thank you. Now I forgot where I was.
I'm talking about splitting the atom.
Yes, splitting the atom years ago. What?
You said it was atom split.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Atom splitting radio. So join us over there at philhendryshow.com. Enough of that. Warren Jeffs' prosecution has rested their case after playing an audio sex tape. Are you listening to this? An audio sex tape of this animal having sex with his underage wives. Now, Steve Bozell is going to join us to talk about that and his work environment and his work situation in just a moment. Mr. Bozell is a father. He is a husband. He is a business owner in Corona, California. We'll talk to him in just a moment. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And again, we are online at philhendryshow.com. Now, before we bring on Mr. Bozell, let me get my Warren Jeff story here, because I you know, as they say, truth is stranger than fiction, and the world that we're living in is increasingly bizarre. I'm not necessarily saying it's worse, because here's the funny thing about it. As we get smarter, we learn things. And as we learn things, we think that these things never existed before. Well, yes, they did. It's just that we didn't know they were there. I had a conversation last night with a guy who was upset with me because I had said I didn't buy the autism vaccine link. And he said, "Do you realize, Mr. Hendry, that the incidence of autism has gone up since the 1960s? And I said to him, "Sir, people didn't even know what autism was in the 1960s. They didn't know what it was they were reporting in the 1960s. Maybe they didn't even report it as autism in the 1960s. Maybe they thought the kid was deaf. Maybe they thought the child was brain damaged in some other way. Do you understand? It has to do with knowledge and information. That's the most important aspect to this. So when we talk about these things, that's what we're talking about. Now, Warren Jeffs' sect, it broke off from the mainstream Mormon church 72 years ago, and it has more than 10,000 followers who consider Mr. Jeffs a prophet who serves as God's spokesman on earth. Sect teachings emphasize polygamy as a key to exaltation in heaven. And in other words, it's a big con job so that men can have sex with children, and that's what that's all about. And the Mormon, probably the biggest mistake that the Mormon church ever made in their long and illustrious history was this polygamy thing, because all it did was give perverts, you know, for all the heat that gay men have taken, for all the heat that gay people have taken about, you know, recruiting, the Mormon church, the biggest mistake they ever made was playing this polygamy thing, because all that did was invite pervert after sick bastard after sick bastard to join that church and have sex with children. Now, I'm sorry, but that's, you know, that's how I feel about that. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Stephen Bozell, sir, how are you?
Well, Phil, I'm doing the best I can under the circumstances. I'm glad to be with you.
And Steve, you, as a father, you've been following this news out of Texas. We also have, I think, do we have any audio on this, Jason? I'm not sure if we do or not, but we've got a number of, we don't have the audio sex tape, I understand that, but we have a number of other pieces of audio we're going to play. There's no audio, okay. But this tape, when you heard about this man recording sex he was having with underage women, what was your reaction?
Well, Phil, I'm trying to keep my, as a lot of men would, I'm trying to keep my temper and my emotions in check. I've got a 12-year-old daughter. And I can tell you that I think any parent who thinks of children being manipulated in such a fashion that they are no longer children, but they are the wives, they're the child brides of, you said it, Bill, I couldn't have said it better, of these very sick and perverted individuals. To me, I don't think that there's a, I don't think there's a place in hell hot enough for them. And I heard the news today. I was on a job site. I'm a construction contractor by trade, and I was on a job site in Diamond Bar. We were putting in a business park, and we were in the initial stages of framing. We were using a wood frame, and I was up on a second story helping one of my framing carpenters. And I had just gotten out of my truck where they had released this information that an audio tape exists of this man, Warren Jeffs, let's just call it what it is. I mean, sexually assaulting this young lady. And I was so disturbed by this that I was on his 2x4. I had slipped.
Yes, I heard you were injured today.
Well, I slipped and I fell about a half a story. It wasn't that far. Unfortunately, I came down on the 2x4 with one leg on one side and the other leg. That could be a very, very...
You went down spread eagle on this 2x4.
Yes, sir, I did.
And you could be seriously injured that way.
Yes, sir.
How are you? But you're all right.
Well, we went to the emergency room, and the doctor looked at me, and sometimes you can have blood vessel damage. Sometimes you can have a loss of blood to that area, but fortunately I was all right. But I was so...
You were that disturbed by this news that this man had recorded this sex, if you call it that, with this child.
Yes, sir. And you can well imagine any man knowing that there's an audio tape of that. And, of course, the thing that disgusted me more than anything else is that I was wanted to hear it. And I think, you know, any normal guy, or maybe not a normal guy, but I was very disturbed with myself that I wanted to maybe hear it. And I began to think about it. I thought, maybe I want to hear it because I want to hear and have information. And I felt better about myself when I knew that. But then there's another part of you, you know, where you think you want to hear it because there's a part of you that, you know, I want to you know, hear about it and everything. And
what do you mean hear about it?
When I was up, I was working with Dean Price, who is one of our framing carpenters. And Dean and I'm up on the second story, and I started thinking about Warren Jeffs. And I started thinking about him being with, you know, him having a tape recorder on, and he's, you know, going, doing what he's doing. And I started just kind of thinking what it sounded like. And that's when I slipped, and I went spread eagle down on the 2x4. And I felt that I could probably sue him, but then I realized that was probably ridiculous.
Well, let's take this one. Somebody's car alarm's going off. Do you hear that?
Yeah, I do hear that. I think it's probably one of my guys. Somebody's car alarm's going off. One of the things
Let me just take this very slowly. You were so distracted by knowledge of this tape, and I can understand that you were distracted to the point that you lost your footing on the job site today, and you fell. And could have been very seriously injured. I mean, you fell spread eagle onto a 2x4, and was some kind of a...
Well, it's a support beam that we had put in for a section of a garage. So it wasn't really a 2x4. It was more like a 2x... It was more like two 2x6s.
And oh, my God. So that's, you know...
Yeah, it was painful, but I was lucky. But my feeling was that I was so distracted thinking about it that I could sue Mr. Jeffs for what he did.
And what he did was what?
Well, what he did was he had sexual assault written all over it with a 14-year-old girl, and then that tape goes out, which he knows sooner or later it will go out, and I'm going to hear it, and a lot of men who are like me are going to hear it, and we're going to want to, and we will be affected by that. And
I want you to be very clear with me here so that my audience understands. When you say you will be affected by listening to the Warren Jeffs tape, if you ever do hear it, and you already were affected by the knowledge of it.
That is correct, yes.
What kind of effect will it have on you?
going to have a very destructive effect. There's no question about it. It will destroy my, and I think this is the worst part about it, Phil. I think Warren Jeffs having sex with a 12-year-old and having that tape recorded and having that be made public out way out there into the public area, that will destroy all of my decency. If I ever hear it, and even thinking about it now, I can feel that my decency is being, you know, slowly destroyed.
And what do you mean your decency is being destroyed?
I mean the clean way that I think. And so that's what I'm saying, why I would sue Warren Jeffs, and I would sue the whole Mormon church too, and here's why. And you said it. If they hadn't allowed polygamy, then they never would have allowed Warren Jeffs, and if they had not allowed Warren Jeffs, then he would not have allowed himself to have sex by allowing a 12-year-old to be married to him, and I would not have my decency, you know, compromised.
And so, in other words, Mr. Bozell, you're afraid that in hearing or even the knowledge of this tape, you are being corrupted?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
And other men are?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
And you feel this is a foundation for a lawsuit?
I absolutely feel it's a foundation. Not just a lawsuit against Warren Jeffs, but a lawsuit against the entire Mormon church for allowing polygamy, which then blossomed into this sex, you know, into this whole sex episode. So.
All right. Hold the line here. Stephen Bozell with us on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at 877-876-PHIL. So... Is the Mormon Church exposed here? Can they be sued for allowing, in the first place, polygamy, which gave rise to the abuse of children? And then, the bigger question, can a man like Mr. Bozell or any man who feels personally, morally compromised by this, the knowledge of these tapes, is he entitled to damages? Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Steve Bozell here, the world-famous... Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. This is the show where truth is our bitch, and we go places talk shows. Other talk shows wish they could, and they can't. And with me here is Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California. Now, Steve... I have here the news story. In an audio tape played today at the trial of polygamist Warren Jeffs, jurors heard the religious leader allegedly having sex with a 12-year-old and telling her to feel the spirit of God.
Yes, sir.
Is Mr. Bozell there?
Yeah, I'm right here, Phil. I'm sorry.
Okay. The recording was the final piece of evidence offered by the prosecution before resting its case in the sexual assault trial against Jeffs. Jeffs, the leader of this radical sect of Mormonism... known as the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. When you talk about suing, you don't just want to sue the fundamentalist branch.
No, I'm talking about suing the master, you know, what you call the mother, father, the master computer.
What do you mean the master computer?
Whatever you call, forgive me, Mr. Hendry, it's
the main church.
Yes, sir. The overall church, I guess. I wish I had a better term for it.
Well, it's the fundamentalist is a split off from the main church.
Right. This car alarm is. I got to get Hector. Would you find out whose car that is? And
we've had a lot of distractions on our show tonight, sir. So if you could keep just kind of stay focused with me.
I apologize, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. So you're talking about suing the Mormon Church and the fundamentalist sect of this church because of this tape?
The reason why I want to sue is because, as you said, if the Mormon Church at its very beginnings had not allowed to have multiple sexual partners for its main men, And that right away it exposes normal men such as myself and such as just regular men such as you, Mr. Henry, or any of the men listening to your program. It exposes us, and we stand like on the outside looking in. And this idea of the outside, my attorney Dolores Blasingame said that this idea of the outside looking in, we're standing there almost in a humiliating pose. We're standing there with our noses pressed against the glass and our hands, you know, shoved in our pockets like any kind of, any guy that you'd see in a, you know, a dirty, at a dirty, you know, going to a dirty movie. So I
don't feel that I'm like that, though, you know?
Well, I know you don't feel that way, but that's the way that my attorney, and I feel in many ways that's, I feel that's the situation we've been put, we are on the outside looking in, looking at these men having sex and doing it and having, and getting to do it. Also with, I mean, I'd be arrested. You'd be arrested.
And rightfully so.
I'm sorry?
And rightfully so. And this guy's been arrested, too.
Well, that's true, however. And I'm glad that he did get arrested, but I'm also thinking, and maybe there's a lot of men out there thinking the same thing, that when I hear about him having sex with, like, a young, you know, something young, you know, I'm thinking, wow, you know, I mean, where do I get a hold of the copy of that tape?
But you find yourself thinking those thoughts, you said to me, and then you think what?
I feel that I'm disgusted with myself. I'm disgusted with myself. And I'm so disgusted with myself that I know that I've been forced to think like that by the Mormon Church.
This is where I think your lawsuit may have some problems, because while you're disgusted with yourself, and I can tell you right now, and I'm not making this up, there's nothing about this guy or these tapes or those children, there's nothing about it that I find that even remotely interests me in a prurient way, okay?
Well, sir, you know, Mr. A, that doesn't make you better than me.
I don't think I'm better than you. I think that you need to get that checked out. If you are listening to these tapes and...
I haven't heard any tapes.
That's true. I apologize. But if you're... The idea that these tapes exist, and you're saying to yourself, wow, you know, I'd sure like to listen to that.
Well, I mean, and here's what separates me from you. You're a member of the media, sir, and you are a gentleman who has been... in the media, and you go to, and you're all in the middle of the media, but regular men like myself, guys that are listening right now, I think you need to understand that we will hear about a tape like this and probably want to check it out or something, because we've been inundated and bombarded with the brainwashing that goes on. And
I don't know how you can speak for other men.
I'm speaking for other men, because how do you not say? And that's why I said, you know, to my wife, I said, I'm going to go on the Phil Henry show tonight, and I'm going to say that there's a very real possibility that Warren Jeffs tape is going to make me feel hot, or maybe. And
are you listening to what you just said? The Warren Jeffs tape is going to make you feel hot?
No, not him. I'm not talking about him.
Well, what are you talking? You talking about the 12-year-old?
No, I'm not talking about the 12-year-old. I'm saying the whole situation. I'm on the outside looking in. And
you're on the outside looking into a crime being committed.
Yes, sir, but you're putting it all in words that sound good. And
well, what would you like me to say?
I'd like you to see how the average guy sees it. Not you, the talk radio man, but the average guy. I'm sitting out here. I've got a wife. She's had two children. My wife's figure. I don't think it's ever going to come back. I don't think it's ever going to come back. And so,
And so, because your wife's figure isn't going to come back, anything is of prurient value?
I'm saying that what they did was, they say there's a tape of Warren Jeffs having sex with something young, and I'm all, you know, I mean, it's infected me to the point where now I want to, you know, send away for it.
Well, look, man, you know, you're never going to get a hold of that tape unless you get it in through some nefarious means or some black market or something like that.
Well, that's just it. I want to get a hold of. Slow down. Okay.
Slow down. Are you all right? Do you need some water?
Yeah, hold on. I got to get some water. I want to hold on for a minute. Would you tell whoever's car that is to shut that down? You got to shut it down now, man. Shut it down. Shut it all the way down. I want to get a who the heck. I want to hollow. I want to hollow.
All right, hold on for a minute.
I want to get a...
Hold on for a minute, okay? We'll be back with Stephen Bozell on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, the Warren Jeffs. This sexual assault on these children has been recorded and was played in court.
Phil Hendry.
I want to get a Hana. I want to go to Hana.
Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line with me is Stephen Bozell from Corona, California, a construction contractor, a father, a husband, and a concerned citizen who is contemplating a lawsuit against the not just the fundamentalist Mormons, the fundamentalist sect of the Mormon Church, but the entire Mormon Church, because the thinking here, and this has been vetted through your attorney, I assume, Steve, is that the Mormon Church in and of itself is responsible for this aberrant thinking and aberrant behavior because they tolerated polygamy, correct?
And a lot of people would say, well, does that mean the Catholic Church is responsible for, a torture because at one time, you know, Torquemada and the Spanish Inquisition. So, and of course, no, it doesn't, because we're talking about fairly recent history. We're talking about, no more than, 150 years ago, they encouraged their men to go out and, have sex with I have a hard time, and I have had a hard time, sir, since this story broke. I have been under a doctor's care.
Why, sir?
It has been emotionally distressing for me, and I've been under a doctor's care, and as a result, I've had to take anti-anxiety medication. I've had to take some antidepressant.
You have been affected, like, you have been personally affected?
Yes, sir, I have.
All right.
Well, I've had to take. It's difficult for me to say. It's difficult for me to just even say the words that Warren Jeffs had sex with a T.
Well, what is easy for you to say?
Well, he had sex with the congregant. And
well, it's not that, but that's not descriptive.
No, I know that.
That's not descriptive at all. He had sex with a 12-year-old girl. He had sex with a child, and I think that we have to say that, and we have to, because that's the depravity, that's the depth of the crime, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you can't say that Warren Jeffs had sex with a child?
Warren Jeffs had sex with a Chang. Warren Jeffs had sex with Chang. With General Chang?
What do you mean, General Chang?
Chang.
What? Let's go back to, because if you're on medication for this.
Well, and this is the depth that it's affected me. Not only am I on medication, but I find myself wanting to send away for it.
That's the part that bothers me. The fact that the tape has, you say, eroded your morality. It has eroded your sense of decency. You find that you are, this is almost like, as you know, we've mentioned on the show before, the Heart of Darkness, Colonel Kurtz, you know, where you suddenly your civilized veneer is scraped away and there's nothing but an animal underneath. Is that what you think is happening?
You mentioned Heart of Darkness. Now, that was the film Apocalypse Now, and on that movie, if you've seen the man, the bald one, he went mad. And
yeah, the Colonel Kurtz, played by Marlon Brando.
Yes, and so he went mad, and he was all, just everything was wrong. And then they sent the Green Beret, and that was Martin Sheen, and he was told, terminate with extreme prejudice. Terminate with extreme prejudice. That's what they said in the movie. And the whole reason to do that was because Colonel Kurtz had turned into an animal, and I feel like the same thing has happened to me and a lot of American men when we hear about Warren Jeffs tapping into, he gets the taps and
gets the tap. You're talking like you're a teenager and some guy went out with the prom queen and slept with her or something.
you're right. But it's still interesting. And
so, in other words, you are disgusted with your own fascination and, dare I say, attraction?
Yes, sir. But I'm not attracted. I'm disgusted with myself. As you can well imagine, if a guy says, boy, Warren Jeffs had sex with a...
All right, let's say congregant then.
He had sex with a congregant, and there's a tape of it, and you want to, you know, get a hold of that. You know, and I said, man, you kidding me? I'd get that. I'd make some copies of that.
Listen, so in other words, what you're telling me is this whole thing, this tape, this assault, this sexual assault of a child to you, is something that you would trade with other guys, that you would listen to, that you have a prurient interest in, and you're disgusted by all of that.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right.
How do I know this isn't just you saying this to let yourself off the hook? You're going to turn around and sue the Mormon Church.
Look, Mr. Henry, I've been on antidepressant medication. I'm on anti-anxiety medication. I can't even say what he did because I'm so excited by it and yet disgusted that the two worlds collide. The two worlds of me being interested in what Warren Jeffs tapping on a Friday night, and I'm sorry putting it that way.
See, that to me, that's the crude part of that.
I apologize. What Warren Jeffs did, or what he had, and also the world of me being a clean and wanting to be clean and stay clean. I want to stay clean. God, how I want to be clean. And I want to have a life where God has his mercy shines on me, and I don't want to have to walk in the sewer. I don't want to walk in Satan's sewer. I don't want to stroll down the road and have the devil just any time he wants me to come into a filthy, you know, into a filthy room and look at a dirty picture. And that's what my life has been. And so I feel as if I need...
I got to interrupt you, okay?
No, I want to say I feel as if I need the cleansing. The cleansing that only comes from a lawsuit. And yes, I need the cleansing. I need to get cleaned up. I want to be able to say something. I want to be able to say Warren Jeffs had sex with Tatty. I can't say it. I'm on medication.
It sounds to me like you're having a nervous breakdown, sir.
I could very well.
It sounds to me like you're having a nervous breakdown, that this story has affected you in a way that I don't think it's affected anybody that I know. And it sounds to me like you're having some kind of an episode. You need a doctor. Yes, you do need medication. Have you taken your medication today?
Yes, I have, but sometimes it's not powerful enough to stop me from the worlds. When worlds collide, if you saw the science fiction, Mr. Henry, it came out in 1958, When Worlds Collide. And in that movie... I forget what it was about, but it was just about worlds colliding, you know. And
yeah, I know the movie.
All right, well, the world of me wanting to be clean is colliding with me wanting to go into the devil's, just walk into the devil's draw poker game and sit down and just get dirty with the devil. I don't want that to happen.
And look, you're a father and a husband, and you are an employer. You have a business. You have a family to look after. You need to look after yourself. This has affected you in ways that this is new for me. Okay? So you cannot allow this to happen. And I think we're done talking to you, sir, okay?
No, sir, because I'm still going to file a lawsuit.
No, you can't file a lawsuit. The lawsuit is the least of your worries. The lawsuit is not going to help you. You've got other problems here.
What are you saying?
I'm telling you, you got other problems. That's what I'm saying. In other words, you have an emotional problem here. It's got nothing to do with whether you're going to sue the Mormon Church.
But the Mormon Church, by allowing a guy to go ahead and fly, you know, fly blind. And
what do you mean, fly blind?
That when you allow a man to date an underage girl. You know,
I've never heard that term.
Well, sir, I mean, that's what I'm saying. You're so disconnected from this. Warren Jeffs has been flying blind for God knows how long. He's tapping into every fruit bowl.
I don't care about the terms you're learning how to use, okay? I'm saying you need a doctor.
All right, but I can't even say that Warren Jeffs is having sex with a two.
You got a problem, Jack. You got an emotional problem. You can't say teen. Is that it?
I can't say teen.
You can't say underage girl?
I.
What can you say, congregant? Can you say girl?
Good.
Say Warren Jeffs had sex with a girl. Say it.
Sir, Mr. Henry, please.
I said to say it.
Warren Jeffs had sex with a gee. A groom. A goon.
And what was this General Chang thing?
Well, what I was saying, Warren Jeffs had sex with a Tang. A Tang.
It came out.
It came out.
It came out, Warren.
Okay, so I mean.
Okay, so you couldn't say General Chang.
No, I said General Chang. I meant to say Ting. Oh, I just said it.
Get out of here before I kick some ass.
I think that guy's putting it on.
Really? Well, good luck to you, Mr. Bozell, in all of your endeavors as you attempt to say the words teen and General Chang and have them both mean what they're supposed to mean. By the way, the lawsuit that you're contemplating against the Mormon Church and against the fundamentalist sect of the Mormon Church, it's a good idea, but I would not be filing it while you're still hospitalized.
Yeah, they'll probably think a guy filing a lawsuit is in a rubber room.
Yeah, you don't want to file any lawsuits when your return address is a soft room. So, you know, we'll be right back here. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, our number 877-876-PHIL. Don't forget our website is philhenryshow.com. Still to come tonight, Lloyd Bonafide and Margaret Gray checking in on the news of the day. And our video cast at philhenryshow.com. Get your backstage pass. See you in a bit.
Radio.
In a bit.
For Patriots, by Patriots. It's the General Phil Chang. Henry Show.
Hello, General Chang.
Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, here every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, and a news, talk, and entertainment show that goes places other talk shows wish they could and they can't, and a news, talk, and entertainment show, well, quite frankly, it's the only news, talk, and entertainment show that is really a news, talk, and entertainment show and isn't just a horse dung show. You know, I mean, I'm not saying that the other shows aren't telling the truth sometimes. Now, what are we looking for here, bud?
You were looking for a Bubba Smith video and everything.
All right, we're going to get a Bubba Smith video for next hour. Bubba Smith passed on this very day, and that's a significant event for people, I guess, in my generation. Younger people who are the younger football fans, you have your, well, we all love football, and I love to watch the game, but Bubba Smith played in an era when I was younger, and he was one of the prototype pass rushers. He also went on to a great career as a comic actor in the Police Academy series, and I was trying to remember if it was him and Els and Burt Jones that did the light beer commercials. Robert, you don't know?
No, I thought that it was L.C. Greenwood, you know.
L.C. Greenwood might have been the guy that did the commercials with Burt Jones.
Yeah, but he's black, so you think the guy looks the same, and that's not fair.
Well, who told you to butt in?
Well, that's not true, is it?
No, it ain't true.
Well, then, Burt Jones, was it Burt Jones or was it Joe Montana?
It was Burt Jones because he's older than Joe Montana. He didn't play in the same era, okay?
Right, was it Burt Jones or Roman Gabriel?
I'm going to smack you in a minute. Anyway, we'll take a look and we'll find out who it was. Anyway, RIP, rest in peace there, Bubba. We'll talk about Bubba Smith next hour. This is an interesting story because we often talk about perception being everything. And that is, if the perception is one thing, it doesn't matter what you meant, the perception. I'm not talking about someone propagandizing what you said. I'm not talking about someone purposefully twisting what you said. I'm not talking about somebody making you look like an ass knowingly, even though you shouldn't be made to look like an ass. I mean that when you choose your words poorly, sometimes people perceive it to mean something different than what you wanted it to mean. And you have to accept that. You can't go through life saying that you were victimized by, you may have been victimized by stupidity. You may have been, my God, if that was a crime, being victimized by stupidity, we'd have to put the entire human race in jail. Sure, we've all been the victims of a stupid person or two, but that's life. Really, what you have to do is avoid that. You don't want that to happen. If someone's perception is that you said one thing when you meant something else, and that is their honest perception. You got a problem there, Charlie. You didn't articulate yourself as well as you should, and so therefore the meaning was something different. Now, I don't know if this is the case here, but MSNBC may be seen as Fox News for liberals, but its contributors have recently made a habit of saying not-so-nice things about President Barack Obama. Pat Buchanan, a Republican presidential hopeful, that was, what, this year? They got to be kidding.
No, I think they made it back in the 90s.
Pat Buchanan ain't going to get elected. He wouldn't get elected a hall monitor, man. That guy was, he was a presidential hopeful, and that's underlining the word hopeful, back in the early 90s. He turned MSNBC pundit after he got his ass kicked. He raised some eyebrows when he referred to Obama as your boy when he talked with Al Sharpton on Tuesday night. Now, after a discussion on how the debt deal would affect the political futures of the Republicans, MSNBC fill-in host Sharpton said the Republicans should throw in a white towel, an apparent boxing reference indicating the Republicans should give up in their fight with the president. Seeming to continue, well, now, what about the white towel thing?
Well, that's not racist.
What do you mean that's not racist? I'm not saying it's racist. What's with the white towel? Throw in the towel. I've heard that term.
Yeah, throw in a white towel.
I never heard anybody say throw in a white towel. I've heard them say throw in a towel. But that's just me, okay?
That's what I'm saying. You said it about perception.
You're right. Anyway, an apparent boxing reference indicating Republicans should give up in their fight with the president. Seeming to continue with the boxing analogy, Buchanan called Obama your boy to Sharpton. The host replied, my what? And Buchanan said, your boy in the ring. Sharpton continued the discussion and continued the boxing analogies, even making references to Muhammad Ali and boxing strategies. Immediately, some critics took issue with the comments by Buchanan. Julia Bodeeb of Gather.com called Buchanan a disgrace to America for the horrifying use of the word boy. She is calling on MSNBC to fire Buchanan and stated it is truly sad that members of the GOP are using hate speech to try to demean the president. Natasha Leonard of Salon.com wrote, no one should use racially loaded terms to refer to the president. Pat Buchanan especially should not get away with it. During his initial Morning Joe appearance on Wednesday, Buchanan said he wanted to clarify what he had said to Sharpton during a spirited discussion. He insisted he was using a boxing analogy during the discussion. Some folks took what I said as some kind of a slur. None was meant, none was intended, none was delivered. On Morning Joe, Buchanan was appearing alongside political analyst Mark Halperin, who was making his first appearance on MSNBC, a month after being suspended for an off-color remark about Obama in which he called the president, quote, a dick, end quote. All right. Let's listen to some of this audio if you want to, and then we can talk about this. We don't have a whole hell of a lot of time, but here's Pat Buchanan. I guess this is part of the exchange. And to give the conversation some context, here is MSNBC host Al Sharpton. He starts the discussion by suggesting the GOP should throw in the towel in their fight against Obama.
But look at the poll today that came out where the American public, 60% disapprove of the fact that tax increases are not limited. Maybe President Obama was a little smarter politically than some of you thought.
Look,
you don't want to separate yourself now, Pat. You were saying
let me tell you
5 minutes
you
ago
you
got
some
two-thirds.
Polls.
Now you're down
you
to maybe
polls.
I'm right. I'll be seeing a white towel thrown in a minute.
And let me tell you, your boy, Barack Obama, caved in on it in 2010, and he'll cave in on it again.
My what? My president, Barack Obama? What did you say?
He's your boy in the ring.
No, he's nobody's boy. He's your president, and he's our president, and that's what y'all are going to get through your head.
I don't need to hear anymore. I don't think that, look, at Buchanan is what Buchanan... If you don't know what Buchanan is by now, did Buchanan mean that racially? I don't believe so. However, when Pat Buchanan delivers the word boy with this inflection...
And let me tell you, your boy...
Pat Buchanan is a northerner and a southerner. Your boy! When Pat Buchanan, a guy who wrote a book... basically making Hitler's arguments for him on why World War II wasn't necessary. I read the book. I interviewed Pat Buchanan, and that's all that book was. It was an ignoramus argument. It was a rehashing of Adolf Hitler's rationale for not going to war against the British. Pat Buchanan was the culture warrior. So Pat Buchanan if ever there was a guy that has a perception problem, it's him. And if ever there was a guy that ought to know there's a perception problem, it's him. Now, if he doesn't give a damn, if he wants to be misunderstood, that's fine. And he can scream and yell and cry about how people are not understanding him until the cows come home. Even after he gets fired, he can scream and yell about it. You can do that, or you can accept the reality of how people see you and try to shift the perception a little bit. Buchanan doesn't make that effort. Now he's talking to Al Sharpton, who fixed a political point in the universe as there is. There's no mistaking what Al Sharpton's about. There's no mistaking what Al Sharpton's going to think, and there's no mistaking what Al Sharpton is going to take offense to or what he's going to like. You can't miss it. And now you're Pat Buchanan. Now, what are you going to do? You want to piss him off? Are you stupid? No.
Let me tell you, your boy.
Okay. Anyway, Pat Buchanan, the perception, Pat, is that you are what you are, man. So you've got to watch that. I don't know if he's going to get canned, but it's just one more, you know, it's just one more thing that makes Pat Buchanan look like a slob. All right, we'll be back here on the Phil Henry Show right after these important announcements.
Your boy.